This is TWiT.
Jeff in Piedmont, California is next. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Leo.
Hi.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller.
Welcome.
My question is, we have a group of 20 people, and our messaging apps on our phone. We have Android and iPhone people. But there seems to be some sort of limit when we want to expand to more than 20. So I'm looking for an app that we could use for messaging primarily. And someone suggested WhatsApp, but I'm really against that because you have to give Facebook your address book.
Yeah, there's a big revolt against WhatsApp just happening this week. Because, and I think you can, Facebook certainly does, blame Apple. Because the new iOS 14 has these, they're like nutrition labels, they're privacy labels, and they require every company that offers an app on the iPhone to tell you in great detail what information they collect and what they do with it. And WhatsApp, I mean, it's not as bad as Facebook Messenger, but it's pretty bad, and it's part of the deal. They require that you hand that information, whatever information that WhatsApp collects, over to Facebook as well. So a lot of people are a little bit concerned about the privacy implications of WhatsApp. The good news is there are other choices. And this will be a little easier for you because it sounds like you can say to the group, okay, here's where we're going to be. It's a little harder with family and friends. You got to be where they want. You know, you can't just get all your family to say, "Okay, we're not going to use WhatsApp anymore." It is by far worldwide the number one messaging app by far and away, something like 80% market share. So, I think a lot of people just say, "Hey, well, that's the deal." But I agree with you, and I don't use WhatsApp. In fact, I dislike Facebook so much I don't have any of their apps on my phone. I feel like they really do collect far too much information. I'm not comfortable with it. So what do you do instead? There are other apps. Functionality-wise, Telegram is a really nice choice. I would take a look at that. It's free. It's secure. You know, WhatsApp is secure. They keep information from everybody but Facebook.
So
a lot of people, Elon Musk posted last week, "I don't use WhatsApp, I use Signal." Signal is absolutely private. It doesn't tie any information to your personal point. They do have groups, but it's not as functional. It doesn't have as many nice bells and whistles as WhatsApp does. Telegram does. So if absolute security of your messages isn't paramount, I think Telegram is a good alternative to all of this. Signal is what's most private. So just kind of, it depends on what your needs are. But Signal doesn't have all the functionality, all the fun stuff that Telegram or WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger have.
What about Google Hangouts? Would that be able to work?
My concern, I use Hangouts. In fact, I use that as my, because I use both iOS and Android, I use it as my kind of default messaging for SMS as well. But there's some concern about what the future holds for Hangouts. Google seems to be phasing it out. Google is very confusing as to their messaging future. You should also look at the privacy issues. It certainly doesn't hand information over to Facebook. But it does, because it's part of your Google account, it knows everything Google knows, and everything Hangouts knows, Google knows. But I think Google Hangouts is great. I just don't know how much longer it'll be around, unfortunately. Their strategy is so confusing, and they have implied that they're phasing it out for chat, which is their other choice. So do the other members of this group, have they expressed a preference or interest in this, or is it just you?
I was talking to another member, and she agreed with me about the privacy thing. So
yeah.
I'm going to try to get people to do. We're just doing the change now. So
yeah, as long as you can get everybody to do it, then you get to choose what you want. My opinion, Telegram, if you're looking for functionality, if you're looking for real privacy, Signal.
Okay.
Signal is the most private. If you look at its, Apple privacy label. It's like, we don't share anything with anybody. We don't even know who you are, basically. The only thing I don't like about Signal is your persona is tied to a phone, is tied to your phone number. They're working on fixing that in a bit, but for now it is. But then, you know, that doesn't mean that they do anything with it. I think they're very, very secure and private.
Another idea was Line.
Yeah, well, Line is a very, very popular in Japan. It is kind of the WhatsApp of Japan. There's WeChat in China, Line in Japan, and WhatsApp for the rest of the world. And then in the U.S., it's kind of a mishmash because, you know, a lot of people use iMessage. I wish Apple would offer their messages platform on Android. I think that would solve a lot of these questions.
Yeah.
I don't think Line is particularly private. You'd have to, again, this is the nice thing. Anybody who uses iOS can see what the privacy policies are of this company in a very clear, easy way. You just go onto the App Store. You don't even have to be using it. You go to the App Store and look at it online on the web and see. It'll give you some idea. It's you know, this is a very interesting question. And it's a lot harder for somebody with family and friends. You know, if you have friends who are in Europe or Israel or Brazil, they're all using WhatsApp. And if you want to communicate with them, good luck getting them to move to Signal. But if you've got a group, that's different. Another one that's very popular with groups that you might look at is Discord. This is free. You can set up a server. You don't have to run it yourself. Discord will run it for you. And that's more like a chat room. So for a lot of groups, Discord is a really good choice because it's like a chat room. It's got apps available on iOS and Android. It's free. It was originally used mainly by gamers, but a lot of groups use it now, and it's another good way to go, and it's private as well.
Great. That sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, there's some choices anyway. I haven't narrowed it down much. I love Telegram. If I can get everybody I know to use Telegram, I wish it had become as popular, frankly, as WhatsApp. But for historical reasons, that's actually the reason Facebook bought them. Let's be honest. Let's be frank. Facebook, and by the way, they've been accused of this by the Federal Trade Commission, and 46 states are now going up against them and all that. And one of the big accusations is that Facebook, when they saw a threat from WhatsApp, bought them so that they wouldn't be a threat. Same thing with Instagram. As soon as they saw there was a threat to Facebook's total dominance, they just bought them. And nobody stopped them. No antitrust measures or anything. And so, you know, that's kind of... WhatsApp was a huge success even before Facebook bought them. And now that Facebook bought them, Facebook gets so much information from Instagram, WhatsApp, and the Facebook Blue app, as they call it. I'm just very uncomfortable with that. I'm not a fan. 8888 Ask Leo's the phone number. Maybe you have a choice, a solution that you use that you'd like to share.